Hello, it's me, Sophie, one half of Mother Apod. It's been a while. It's not been a while for me and Jen. We have still been recording away with our new subscriber-only version of Mother Apod, and we just thought we might leave a little episode from the last couple of weeks here on the main feed for anyone who was potentially considering subscribing for the low, low price of €5 a month. Or is it €4? I can't remember. Hang on. Let's check. Talk amongst yourselves. I think it's €5 left. But for your €5. No, I take it back. It's €4. I've just checked. So for your €4, you get not one, but two episodes of Mother Pod a week. We do a main episode. And we also do a mini-sode where we ask our listeners questions. Anything from what is the most annoying thing that your other half does that makes you want to kill him in the face, to what was it like deciding that you didn't want to work anymore and instead you were going to work in the home and be the primary childcare for your kids, which threw up loads of fascinating insights from our listeners. And it's just such a nice format because we get to kind of feel like we're having a conversation with everyone who listens. So here today is one of our mini-sodes. You'll notice it's not that mini. And it is one that we talked to our listeners about the old killing the partner in the face question. And some of our listeners' answers just were so hilarious and blew our minds. And so I'm going to pop a link in our show notes here for broadcast.talltales.ie should you want to go and sample our wares behind the paywall. So again, that's €4 a month. It is a private podcast. You're part of an elite group supporting us, which is just lovely. Feeding the kids that we bitch so frequently about. And yeah. Lovely to potentially be in your ear holes again after such a long break. And that's it. Just bear in mind, it's basically 50p an episode. It's just buying us 50 penny sweets to share amongst ourselves with each joyous episode. Okay, without further ado, here is the minisode from a couple of weeks ago. Enjoy. I can't even believe this, but this is the second time I've ever done this. And it's a real day wrecker. But also, it breaks up the monotony of pandemic. So now I don't know whether I'm recommending it or warning people off it. But have you ever done this? Dealt with some chili in your kitchen and then dealt with a non-applicator tampon in your bathroom?
I have. I prefer, though, to cut the chili and then wipe away my children's tears.
Welcome to Mother of Pot.
One. Two, three.
Oh, no, that was professional. So
I don't know what Zoom call you were in, but that was shocking. Like, I did my clap and you had time to like glance left and right with your eyeballs and then clap.
I'm still getting a very positive, very upbeat feeling from you since your release.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that that has a little something to do with what I just held up to you in front of the camera, my double diet cooks. And you were telling me about the article that somebody sent you and then also my own husband WhatsApped it to me. And I was like, knock, I'm not giving that the click. He can fuck off.
Well, here's the gist of it, right?
It is an article. Yes, give it to
me. She was 30. I can't remember the amount of diet cokes a day she was drinking, but it was first thing in the morning. Crack open a Diet Coke. She linked it back to the skinny kind of, you know, teenage skip lunch, have a Diet Coke kind of carry on that was going on. And she kept it going.
I mean, I think that just like runs in all our fucking veins. Like, it's quite hard to shake it off. Like, I told you, like, I prefer Diet Coke to normal Coke. Like, I've
Me
been
too.
Fucking bred into it.
I know. And so she...
Bloody diet culture.
So it sounded like... So the doctor was like, look, all this carbon... First of all, your teeth are fucked from the carbonation element. I'm not sure if I believe that. Anyway,
I don't care. Sure, you've only got one life. You only need them to last you one life.
Yes.
Grant.
Or you file them all down into, you know, pegs and get a new pair stuck on. So that was happening. And she, I think her guts, though, weren't in good shape. But I think what was happening was she was just not eating all the other shit. The volume of Diet Coke she was drinking meant that she just had no space for food, you know. And then it was just...
That's going to be a problem because she had scurvy.
Yeah. Yes, kind of. That was sort of seeming... And then and then what I was interested in to hear about was...
I take all my vitamins with Diet Coke. I like throw back the vitamin D, the B, the C, and I'm like, this is grand.
Do you get the zinc into yourselves? Do you get that zinc?
I just don't even know.
It's probably in Diet Coke. It's kind of gleaned off the can. So anyway, so fizzy guts was a problem. And she...
Fizzy guts.
And then she was like, what about all the sweetener? And the doctor was like, that's grand. I'm in the clear. And so are you.
I love it.
Seemingly, it's totally grand.
Like, I cue a lot of people messaging us about that and ruining our lovely little idea. Look, it's grand. Like, nobody's getting out alive. We all have to die somehow.
Yeah.
And I am lacking a lot of avenues because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I can't do drugs apart from prescribed ones.
Mm-hmm.
I need a way to die, and this is the one I've chosen.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
You know what? It's sending me to the grave with a kind of a jittery, buzzed kind of sometimes mildly headachey from it.
So apparently the addiction is the caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
So and also just a psychological addiction to the can, the sound, the feeling of the can, the bubbles, you know, and that sort of high.
The habit. Yeah,
high.
Just like smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
and
so
also
much.
I drink coffee until noon.
And then you Diet Coke for the rest of the day?
Well, actually, I have a small rule about my Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So I drink coffee till noon, take a 2-hour break. At 2 p.m., depending, I'm allowed to have another coffee if I need it. If the need arises, like if I'm out and I want to feel fancy. Or else Diet Coke kicks in then.
How many okay, I wouldn't fess up here. How many cans are we talking?
I was about to say I wouldn't have more than 3 cans.
You're way behind your one. Like, way.
Okay, that's good. And they're slender cans, although I noticed
same
the volume is the same as
same.
The old type. Damn it.
Just taller.
I just thought there was a piece of fluff on me. My own spit.
It's all the excited, foamy mouth
the
you're getting from talking
exactly.
about
exactly. I'm so giddy now because it's contact high just talking about it and holding 2 in my hands at once. I'm like, oh, when you know there's loads of it.
You know you can get a hat that'll, you know, one of those
hold
hats.
Them for me.
Yes, with the 2 cans and then tubes.
But that's not as glamorous. We've discussed this.
I know.
The slender can is very glamorous. Do you know what's a bigger problem is my coffee intake. Way bigger.
What's going on there? More expensive.
No, it's good and cheap. No, because I make it at home in a cafe, like in a plunger. But I won't be saying aloud how much coffee I drink in the between, you know, 6 a.m. and noon. But
how much could it possibly
be? I do know
be?
That like Seb when Seb started working from home, he became privy to my coffee habits and got quite judgmental about it.
Rude.
And suggested that I should try and limit it and cut it down. And I actually got it down to 2 plungers per morning, which translates roughly
4 or 5 cups.
Yeah. And that was great. And I was going well with that for a
while.
But
you're
then when
working
they...
down to that. What was it?
Shh. But you don't need to know that information. But I've gone back up because when they announced the 3rd lockdown, I was like, fuck everything. Fuck this.
But caffeine's
so
okay.
That's good. I feel good about it.
Of all the things, caffeine I'm sure has its own problems, but it's a delicate and can like I'm sure it's not gonna be the thing that finishes you off.
I remember reading something about how it was great for dementia.
Oh,
like
that's
saving
interesting.
It off.
Oh, and that's yeah. very interesting. Also, you can flush
but
it
you
into
know
your
when
arse.
You read the fine print. Yes, you can. A caffeine colonic.
You can.
If you liked the buzz of coffee but not the taste, get it up your arse. get it right in there.
Could have a Diet Coke oneself. So that could be an interesting foam arse, wouldn't
fizzy.
It?
Oh my God.
Fizzy bum bum.
Speaking of... unusual sensation.
Straight in.
Downtown.
Seven minutes in. Straight down.
7 minutes in. Zeroing in on the chode vag. I can't even believe this, but this is the second time I've ever done this. And it's a real day wrecker. But also, it breaks up the monotony of pandemic. So now I don't know whether I'm recommending it or warning people off it. But have you ever done this? Dealt with some chili in your kitchen and then dealt with a non-applicator tampon in your bathroom.
I have. I prefer, though, to cut the chili and then wipe away my children's tears. That way, it's a little, just a little side attack that they'll never see
coming. It's a micro revenge.
It is.
My favorite type of revenge.
So yeah, the burning
fucking chili vagina. It's, as I said, it's breaking up the monotony. You know, it's hard to keep track of the days now. I'd say, like, come Sunday, I'll still remember it, that, like, Wednesday was chili vag day. God. Fucking hell. It's like somebody shoved. It's got something in common with, like, a fisherman's friend being shoved up there.
I'm imagining one of those effervescent vitamin C tabs. You know, one of them?
Baraka.
A Baraka. Wouldn't that be gas?
Keep that vag nice and healthy and alert. Give her a Baraka a day.
Oh, the
keeps
damage
the
you
toxic
do.
Shock away. I just can't. Yeah, it's so bad. Like, I'm still there. And I tried. Like, that's the problem. I tried to help it.
Washing it away. Did you lower yourself onto a tub of natural yogurt?
No. I actually tried to kind of... Not like, I suppose it was reverse, but like my body was sunny side up. So I tried to kind of like angle under a cold faucet. Running water tap.
Right, bath.
In my bath.
Did you kind of straddle?
So what I was doing,
forward?
I was actually doing a move that I've been practicing on my pole lately.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it was a bit like a kind of a backwards crab, back bend kind of.
Just trying to cool it off, cool
just
off the flames.
Cool it off, but then I was a bit freaked out by like...
infection.
You don't want stuff going up there, really, except for kind of legitimate things that are welcome there. And like, it's not like water is not welcome, but do you know the way? Like, I just don't...
She's
like,
a hardy cave, so she is a hardy, hardy area of the body. Similar to the mouse, I think. You know,
yeah, they're well able.
She's well able.
You're well able.
Yes, I'd say you could put things up there that you couldn't put in your mouth, in fact. I think you'd be safer to go that direction if you weren't sure. Maybe just a quick test.
Quick test in the restaurant. Like, do you remember that time I couldn't work out if it was parma ham or raw rasher? What I should have done in that instance was introduce the raw rasher to the vagina first. Let that have a little sample of it and then let it report back to me.
Exactly. You're in.
And if it like violently expelled, I'd be like, raw rasher. won't go for that.
A quick Baraka mouthwash for her. And you're back to square one.
Will we do a bit of our question? Welcome to the Minnesota, guys.
Yeah. The question, this is perfect timing for me. There has been many... You learn new things about the people you're with, if you're with people in during this time. And as we discussed, there are no secrets. But even worse, like Seb's discovered from you, you're privy to people's everydayness.
Little habits.
Yeah, they're doing stuff just absentmindedly, going about their day, doing the shit they always do. And you're like...
Always do. Without judgment.
Wait a minute. Oh yeah, without judgment. Especially if... Well, I guess you're not coming from an office scene. So, and Seb is.
Similar to me, but like, Dan. I'm coming from the house being completely empty, you know, while I...
You're right. No witnesses.
No witnesses. Exactly. Okay, so this week's question on the Minnesota is, what totally minor thing does your other half or pandemic bubble buddy do that you fucking hate and want to murder them for?
Endless. First of all, here's a thing. You remember, like, Dan is like, it is very much like living with quite an elderly, kind of bumbling and forgetful woman who will often leave things on the hob for 9 hours. The hob is always aflame. Always. Almost like he likes to keep two of the rings on the go. All the time. So much so then that...
Just
that
in, the for heat, any sudden need for heat.
Exactly. The heat then transfers to the arm of whatever skillet machine is there.
Oh,
so
Jesus,
if you rub by it, you're fucking screwed. We've gone to bed with this thing on. What happened night before yesterday? Keys in the front door. Car, bike, car, full car door open for just who knows how long. Fridge
it's so
door
weird.
Open,
you married
freezer
me.
Open. Oh, Sophie, you it's need so to pull odd. It together if you're anything yeah. like this, because it yeah. is. It. Do you know what's annoying about it? It means you sort of have to really. You're like, oh fuck.
You're thinking
this
for
is
two.
Who I live with, and all the shit yeah. you think goes without saying doesn't.
Not what? At all.
Also, like the kind of cleaning up after the bathroom of yourself. You know how, okay, this is a bit gross, but you do a bit of a scuttery, you know, movement and you mm-hmm. do this flush, you look back, you think that needs a sweep. You take the little brush, you do the sweep and you replace the brush and, you know, you get most of it, you move on with your day. Wait for this. No pre-flush after the scutter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh my
so
God.
What you're talking
Daniel.
About here is
what?
Just whisking your own shite all
oh
around the bowl. And
just
then
combing it through that brush.
Yeah, 100%. Tangle teasing your shit off the loo. And then
oh my God.
Without even a kind
Who
of a...
Who raised that animal?
It's unbelievably disgusting when I found it. And then sort of not even a shake, just a drip. A drip over to the, you know, the home of the toilet
oh
brush.
God.
And then just a swimming pool of brown shite water with a toilet brush that is
oh my God,
more
that is like
shit
fucking,
than it is brush.
That
disgusting.
Is like toilet gravy in
it's,
that receptacle for the brush.
Sophie, it.
Oh my God, I can't actually. That is unreal.
Fucking, because the thing, like, you're if you have children, your hand is up someone's arse all fucking day.
Yeah.
The last thing you need is an adult situation. That
no,
you now
no,
to, no. So
Field,
you can imagine
exactly
the fucking. Oh, wait for this as well. This happened today. So your man's put a wash on, grand, whatever. Didn't he close the door with a half a sleeve sticking out of it, which just meant a river ran down the. You know, the seal could not be sealed. There was no seal. It was just gallon after gallon after gallon of water. Spewing on out. And just
oh my God.
Those things. It's fucking endless. Oh my God.
And I'm there on my
going.
Side being like, could happen to anyone. Do you know what? Both of those scenarios remind me. So it's weird because like men are crap with shit, even though to my mind, they should be more au fait with shit. Like
bigger
they,
shits.
They do shits that seem to take 45 minutes.
That's a lot of time.
Like, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Like I notice there's like, you know, a real weird kind of midnight shit sometimes happening. And to be honest, all of like even the kids are a bit like Dropped. They'll suddenly you'll encounter one of them in the jacks at like fucking midnight and you're like, you okay
Hello.
There? And they're like, I don't know, do yours.
Oh, yeah.
Do yours make a lot of like vocals?
Yeah, obviously.
There's a lot of vocals.
It is funny.
I actually today, by accident, look at me. I'm so fucking beaten down by these pricks. Arlo was doing a shit. I, you know, was in there wiping his arse, obviously. Just get so tired of it sometimes. But anyway, I was wiping his arse and I came into that scenario like even more beaten down than usual because he'd done the first part of the shit in his pants.
Great.
And then, so I was wiping his arse and then I flushed the loo, you know, just as
yeah
you do. Like sometimes you're so trained to do it that your arm has done it before you've
yeah.
even been like, shit, this is the child that goes fucking apeshit if you flush
Don't
the loo
let
instead
him
of letting
do-
him flush
yeah.
the loo. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he was like, I flushed the toilet. I flushed the toilet.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, listen to me. Sort of just pleading,
down.
Beseeching tone.
Pathetic.
Pathetic. And then I was like, would you flush it? You flush it. No, no. And I was like, I'll put a little bit of tissue paper down it. No, not tissue paper. Poo-poo. not to show. And I was like, what do you expect me to do exactly? Right now?
That's what I'm thinking. What do you do? What do you got in the tank? I mean, what has anybody in the house got anything?
I could have asked any of the three other males and they'd probably start just whistling their way to the toilet to fucking lay down some fucking apocalyptic shite. But we don't have an hour and a half. Like, fair. They can't just take an hour and a half out of their day for one of their customary fucking marathon shits. But anyway, he knocked the toilet paper, boo boo, boo boo. And then he started taking his pants down again. And I was like, you're joking. You're joking. And he got onto the loo and I was like,
great.
Please don't force it. Like, okay, please don't force out. Like, yeah.
It's
know.
Not good for anyone.
Not good for anyone.
And it's a timing.
Eyes locked on me, fucking grunting and glaring. And then got off. Let me wipe him again. Joy of joys. He got off. There was like, it looked like a little brown fish.
Oh, perfect.
Just down there. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he got another bit out. I mean,
but he
anyway,
did. He got the there and he won.
He got
in
the
end.
Sorry. Okay. That's totally off topic. We were talking about the minor infractions of our other halves. Okay. You said you could go on. Would you like it? To throw in another.
I'm sure more will come to me, but it's just baffling. It is absolutely baffling. It's baffling.
I mean, I wish actually that there was a quick way of counting the amount of replies I got to this box. So I put it on my Instagram earlier. So hang on, like 1, 2. Okay, so it took 10 flicks of my screen to get to the bottom of them.
Oh my God.
So that's a lot.
That's a lot of, oh, lovely. What do we got?
Okay, here we go. The first person is just them breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very a clear relatable one. Yeah.
This is put the dirty dishes beside the sink to pile up when the dishwasher is empty. Yeah. I have a related one. Okay. Seb, you know, takes care of himself, really considerate towards himself.
Yeah.
And Seb enjoys of a morning quite a specific breakfast. It is 3 eggs cracked into a large ceramic dish, doused in cream, baked in the oven. Served
fucking
with some.
Yes.
Yeah, served with some nice toast. Really treats himself. Eats that out of the ceramic dish. It's enormous. The ceramic dish is like an A4 size piece of paper. It's like he's eating
solid
out of a trough. But anyway. And then, do you know what happens to that dish? That the egg is like,
yeah,
cemented
on
to? Nothing. Just nothing. Not even a steep.
Just a walk away.
Just a walk away. The amount I've cleaned, I'd say in the last 7 days, I've cleaned about 5 of those. And I just,
that's annoying.
It's driving me fucking insane. Don't have such an involving breakfast that's so annoying to clean and then not clean it.
It's unbelievably annoying.
I think part of what's making it so annoying is that it's giving him such pleasure. Like, and I just really resent that. Like, especially because I'm there like eating my granola with like a child just like absolutely
belting you,
bollocking the spoon and bowl out of my hands.
Yeah,
yeah, they're just belting me. And here's now somebody saying, okay, sorry, this is what their other half said to them today. Are you not wrecked from doing absolutely nothing? I have a 3.5-year-old.
Oh my God. The fucking rage. I'd say that was a steaming row. I'd
she
say that
3.5-year-old and a 4-month-old with horrible reflux.
Oh my God. Who is this person that said that to her?
I think it's the father of those fucking kids.
Oh, gross.
Oh my God. Imagine more people saying leaving the dirty dishes on the table or on top of the dishwasher.
Do you know what? It's
oh
just
my
an
God
act of violence. It's the disrespect of it. You know what I mean? And it's an age old thing. It's like, who the fuck do you think is going to do this? Like, it's so rude.
This one is an amazing one. leaves every press door and drawer open in the kitchen.
Yeah, Dan. It's like he creates his own. Exactly. It's the same shit here. It's the same shit here. Once even Dan half filled the dish for a clean. This is what he did, right? A clean dishwasher pops open. So you're like, oh, great. Well, I'll unload it. He unloads half of it. Forgets what he's doing. Loads in a half load of dirt. So I'm there looking at like the most confusing dishwasher thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. What is this about? How do people's minds work? It's so weird. It's
what
so
I love
weird.
Is that, you know, when you open a press.
Yeah. It's in your way.
Your hand almost, like, it's like a boomerang. Like, your hand has to come back the other direction.
No.
Anyway, you may as well take that press door
not
with you.
Not for these people.
Like,
these
it's
people
not
need
like
to
you're opening
the
press.
Content. It's fucking not, mindless.
Yeah, but you're not opening the press and leaving your arm way out here at a fucking 45 degree angle to your body and then moving away from the press. Like you need to bring that arm back.
You made me fucking mad thinking about this. This is exactly the kind of shite I'm dealing with as well. And do you know what happens? You just get physically assaulted by every swinging open
Everything.
Piece of shite in that room.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh God.
Like, okay, here we go. Breathe, chew, rip open bags of lettuce so the leaves go everywhere. Right. Just exist, really. Yeah,
I'm incapable of opening a package correctly. I enjoy the burst open effect. I'd nearly take the pack of leaves and just do a quick bang clap just for the excitement of it.
The boom clap. And like, that's nearly, as much as you're fucking your own day over, you're getting a modicum of satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's like the chili vag. Like, yep. You're fucking your own day over, but at least it feels a bit different to yesterday.
Correct.
Leaves gross dinner residue in the kitchen sink after cleaning up. Yes.
Constant.
Well, okay, so Seb has a very specific approach to dishes. We don't have a dishwasher, as I'm sure I've moaned many times.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look at my forearms, though.
Any more tatsos? Oh, the scissors is looking good, Sophie. And you've got a good strength in the forearm.
Look at that strength in the forearm. Yeah. So Seb doesn't believe that pots and pans and oven trays actually count as a part of doing the dishes.
Maybe he thinks he's seasoning them. Isn't that the word?
Yeah. I think that only works with cast iron.
Gotcha.
Which we don't have a lot of. Oh, here we go. Love this one. Gives a practical but stupid solution to every complaint I have.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a male thing. All right, Matt, correct me. Maybe
I love just the absolute rage in that sentence.
Yeah, but it's them
practical but stupid.
But that's the thing, because
she doesn't want solutions. She just wants to complain.
It's
exactly.
Fine. You
jinxed.
Just nod and agree that it's awful. That's the technique. Yeah. Couldn't be worse.
Acts
you have it
like
terrible.
He's doing me a fucking favor by occasionally taking on some homeschooling.
Now I'm not. I can't even imagine.
I have to be honest, I can't remember to homeschool fucking ever. So Seb not only does a lot of the homeschooling, but also has to micromanage me when it's my shift. Like, I'll get WhatsApp texts, passag,
right.
With the Zoom info and in case you haven't remembered, we have the Miss O'Malley, and then he'll put in brackets the SNA as if I don't fucking know who that is. Today at 11:40, and then further brackets, just like we do every Tuesday. Ugh.
So is Rue expected to sit in front of a computer to be taught? Like, what length of time is the expectation there for his classes? Is it in any way
about 40 minutes?
And is he able for that? That's a tall order.
It's tough. He has to get up and do like movement breaks and do kind of lots of things like that to help, but they're actually really used to that.
Okay, grand.
He has to do that in school anyway, so like, and it's grand. Like, yeah, look, it's hard. I don't know, like, I get the impression when he's on the group Zoom it's way harder. So he basically has one-to-ones with his special lady, and then he has his group class, which is a group of six, and way harder to keep him engaged with that. And like, I noticed some of the other kids seem to just be sitting on own with their Zoom.
Ah.
But I can't do that. Like, won't. I have to sit with him and really encourage him to keep sitting down. Okay, here we go. This, oh my God, Seb does this too. Leaves the tops of beer bottles around once opened. Like, the just it's such a tiny object to just travel to the bin.
Again, the excitement of opening, like similar to the bag of leaves. It's sort of a...
He's just...
Flail. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And fuck it into the ether.
Maybe.
Do you know where Seb's ones seem to land regularly? It's just on the floor. Just yeah. for Sunny, our fucking 11-month-old to choke on.
Choking.
Perfect choking. Oh my God, what this one... Oh my God, what? Oh my God, this is a horror show. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It's a litany. Plates beside sink when instead of dishwasher. Nail clipping on coffee table. Wet towels on bed. Poo loo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm guilty like of just two tick, out of those
tick,
things.
Tick and tick.
Yeah,
okay, can I guess which ones you do?
The fingernails. You
You're
can,
fucking
sure.
nail clip. They're, yeah, for definite.
And I like
and
to
I bet
build.
You're a wet towel.
I am. No, I'm not. I'm trying to grow. I'm
you're
trying to
a
grow
prick.
Up. I am. The wet, I can't help playing with my own, the bits of myself.
Bits of yourself. On the towels. I'm sure I've said this many a time, but like, you know, Seb commits a violence with my towels every fucking chance he gets.
Yeah, your face. Disgusting. Your face corner is just right up his hull.
His
sawing away
hull.
Into his
yeah.
gooch. Yeah.
Performing some kind of anal exam for then me to go. Do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if I walk in one day. Do you know? You know I'm a devotee of the skin nerd.
Yes.
And I have about, I'd say 45 of the cleanse
Sock
off mitts.
Things. Yes.
They're fucking amazing. They fit in your hand. All you need is water. They take off your makeup better than anything. Great for a double cleanse. And I'd say one day I'll come in and he'll be wearing just a sock on each hand. And the left hand will just be gently masturbating, perhaps. And the right hand sock on it will just be right up his hole. I know it. I know it.
You know?
Here's a person. Extended toilet break. I think that must be a fucking universal. Like, they can't take less than 40 minutes. And I don't think they're having any of the repercussions. Like, I don't think that they are dabbling in anusol or dealing with fucking... Isn't piles supposed to be the thing, the roids, if you're sitting on there for too long?
Yeah, the straining. I think you'd strain a roid right out of yourself. Pity you can't, like, suction one back in just by restricted shites. I don't. Just by pursing.
Just like cat anus.
Yes.
You will.
You shall not pass.
If he's, oh, this is so relatable. If he's doing something, he won't respond to our child trying to interact with him at all.
Yeah.
So I deal with.
Yeah. So the phone's up. Everyone's screaming. Or we talked about this, the phone call, the walk out of the room. You're like, you can't leave them.
Mm.
You know, or else the kids are grand. They're upstairs. And I'm like, you can't. That's not allowed. You can't be leaving them in different spheres with running water. You know, 2.5-year-olds, a fucking disaster, especially my one.
Yeah. No, it's just like a shark attack.
Yeah.
They can drown in 2 inches of water, just like the shark can attack you in 2 inches of water. And basically, okay, why did I never notice the slurping before this? Is slurping a pandemic symptom? Seb, I can't hear Seb's because the other children are so fucking loud. It's like at the dinner table. That's just all I have. It's insane. They're all so loud at all in so many different ways. The gasping and eating, like as if it's going to be taken away from them.
It's like a dog. You know when you feed a dog and there's no chewing.
Yeah, and they're just like, yeah, they just kind of like, kind of gulp it down.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. The drawer for shoes. Could you please put your damn shoes in it?
The
anyone.
Fucking shoes.
Everyone. I fucking agree. Oh
if
my God.
If you live in
I
a house of a person
six.
With large shoes and you have all the fucking shoes, how many pairs of shoes? Oh God. And they're all covered in dog shit at the same time. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Or just
permanently.
Or just
And Sebs, as you said, are like the size and shape of canoes, small canoes. And I have I've installed a wall of shoe drawers.
Is it any use?
Fuck all of them.
Fuck all. No. They're not a single shoe in there.
Not a single one. Just something I'm looking for. Just like my house keys or something like that. Something I'm rage searching for 2 hours. And then I look in there and I'm like, oh, hi. Some child fucking picked them up and put them in there to fuck with me. This is so relatable. Leaving all the main lights on constantly in every room. Like, as you know, I find it to be like an actual assault on the senses to have any main light fucking on full stop. I won't tolerate it. And even if there's one on in a room that I'm not in, like, it sends me over.
I can't relate to this at all.
And I have a selection of beautiful lamps in every room.
You're like, Dan, okay, so I'm going in. I'm trying to find something. I can't even tell he's in the room. It's so fucking dark. And I turn on the goddamn light and then I'm abused. Do you know what I'm saying? That's where we're at here. Ridiculous. He's like, the mood lighting. For whose mood? Why do you need this? And what is wrong with you?
It's true. I am Dan. Yeah. Dan is me.
You guys are the worst.
Points out things that need to be done around the house rather than just doing them.
Add to the list. That's your list.
Oh, this is amazing. Works in the bedroom with door closed while I work in the kitchen with baby and toddler.
That's not okay. You should be doing kitchen shifts. And that should be how it works.
Committing manslaughter, not a jury of women in the land would convict you.
That's totally unacceptable. You can't, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair. Not fair.
No.
Now, do you know though, I have a little bit of a problem because Seb and I, since Seb moved home to work, share an office and we share a desk, okay? Now the desk is big enough and he's on one side and I'm on the other. And we are facing each other, but his giant, disgusting, hideous monitor that I want to fuck out the window is blocking him, right?
Yeah.
But I'm at a distinct disadvantage because what do you see behind me, Jennifer?
A mirror. A window?
Which means that Seb only has to stand up from his seat and he is able to tell that I am watching either horses fucking on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 4. And it is, it's a real problem for me. Real problem.
What I used to do in work, because I used to do all that shit in an open office, was I'd shrink my watching screen. I didn't seem to need for it to be big. So I would make that my video that was running screen was the same, was so small that my head perfectly covered it. And I would make sure not to move my head too much.
And Very good.
But also I did my phantom typing during those years too. So I'd have the fingers going as kind of like, you know, doing aerobics, typing nothing, just watching whatever I was watching.
Do you know what I do, which is my kind of cover for when I'm clearly watching something and but I want to appear like I'm doing work? I just occasionally go like,
oh, that's good. Act or like, pissed off with something.
Fuck's sake.
Yes, that'll buy
fuck's
you.
Fuck's sake. Yeah. And it's like, that's what I sound like when I'm reading emails.
A very good trick.
And so that just sounds like I'm going through my inbox.
And it also sounds like you're really stressed and maybe you're kind of, Sophie needs a bit of headspace. I might give her you know what I mean? That sets you up for having
a worse day. No, I don't think that thought ever.
No,
I don't think that thought ever crosses his mind, ever. So a lot of people have been saying goes to work, leaving the fucking house, but moans when he gets home.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, love this. Can't shut up. Like, let me watch Real Housewives of Atlanta in peace for 40 minutes, please.
I
don't know
if
that's directed at the partner or the children.
Dan appeared at lunch today. So I get a bit of like, he appears to make an elaborate lunch for himself. And I'm having a really, like one of those really fuck everything moments. And I just pick a spot out the window and lock onto something in the back garden. And obviously I've got my earbuds in. So I'm just half of me thinking, they're going to presume I'm listening to something and everyone's going to leave me the fuck alone for a minute. Dan navigates his way into my eye line, blocking my focal point, mouth open, wording something at me. And I was like, why the fuck are you in my eye line? Why are you? What more do you need? Am I not clearly having a little holiday here? No is the answer.
You need a sleep mask to introduce a sleep mask to that whole scenario. Well, let me see. Wanders into the room while I'm working and stands looking out the window, then leaves. Oh, so good. Oh my God, here's one that actually I'm really guilty of. Okay, so spending forever sitting in the car in the driveway. So
cheeky.
I have, you know, we've on street parking and I am an incredible parallel parker.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of my extraordinary talents. It's a very narrow lane, so I've really honed my skills in this. But I pretend to be a terrible parallel parker to prolong the holiday. And mm-hmm. So I'll just do like a 27 point forward and back. And I have the alarm in the car that's like beep, beep,
but still. Beep.
But I've actually kind of reframed that as a mental massage for myself as I do it. And then I'll finally park. And I'll just sit there for a while.
What
and then after a while, I'll look up and notice that Seb is looking at me through one of the front windows. And like, it's just 2 feet away from where I've just been 27 point turn parking. So it's like really close and really disconcerting. And and the reason he watches me is because he is obsessed.
The car.
Obsessed with the car and very, very specifically just caressing a curb with a tire. Fucking hell. The man can get so exercised if there is even a whisper, if the tire tread just glances off the curb.
He's lost it.
I love this one. I actually am going to channel this energy. When something on the floor is in his way, he kicks it out of the way instead of picking it up.
I'm going to start that too. Then what you'll get is just kind of a very narrow walking space, you know, flanked on either side by all the shit you own.
By debris. There's so many people who cannot put dishes all the way into the dishwasher. I am fascinated.
What is, yeah,
like,
okay,
if you
get
have
it.
A dishwasher, you have no excuse.
But it's
no excuse.
It is more effort. It's an additional thing. And then you're thinking to yourself, I'll wait till this shit gets to a point that it warrants me bending over and there's a full load there, you know. Do you know what
And you're in the bending mode.
I've forgotten the biggest gripe I have. And it's dishwasher related. Wait for this. Dan.
Oh my God.
After
forks upside down.
No. Clean dishwasher. We'll take a glass out of the dishwasher, rinse it off in the fucking sink before using it. Now, to me...
What is that about?
I've tried to reason with them. I've tried to explain. It is cleaner now than after you rinse it in the tap water. You fucking moron! Like, it just makes me crazy.
But that's what they do. They do something and it's like... It's not even anger anymore. It's like a fucking, like an itch through your whole body. But it's inside. It's an interior itch that you can't get at to scratch.
Oh God,
that's
so bad.
The level of irritation here. This one is, oh my God, like this woman could be married to Seb. Seems allergic to opening curtains or raising the blinds.
Yeah.
Drives me spare.
No one ever does that in this gaff either.
Yeah, it's fucking so grim.
Yeah.
Like I come down and like we're in the attic. So I come down to the next floor and like every blind down. And do you know what he does in our room? And this, like talk about minor, talk about micro. And yet one day it'll be the end of him. We have a, what is it called? A Velux window.
Yeah.
It's got a blind fitted to it, as is the way with them. He will get up and raise that blind just to the halfway point.
Why? Why would you ever do that?
Why? Why?
Why though? Why? Really, why?
Why? Really, why? So like, you are weird. Doing the action. Oh, you are doing it. It takes nothing to apply a final bit of fucking pressure and open it all the way. It drives me. And the fucking lighting, when the blind is halfway open, it feels like it's like a tenement.
Yeah, it's become an instant
turn of the last century tenement. And I'm like, wow, do I smell cabbage boiling on the hob? Is there 18 children that have come out of my fucking vagina in here? We all share this one room. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. I really, really responded to that. Felt very seen, as they say in the parlance of our times. Asks me what I want for dinner in the morning. The cheek of him trying to organize dinner. I love how petty everyone's gone in pandemic. It's pandemic petty.
Do you blame us?
One of mine that I think really pisses Seb off is every single morning without fail, I'll bounce into the kitchen and say, you're looking forward to dinner tonight. And like, there is no sense of what's for dinner or anything, but it's just that it is the kind of main event of the day.
I see. Yeah.
And it's the only bit of excitement. And I'd say he is getting a little bit fed up a year on of me.
What's his reaction?
Just bouncing into his eye line and being like, are you excited about dinner tonight? Oh, now he's just rolling his eyes and not actually vocalizing anything. Or he'll be like, what is for dinner?
I have, I get the ignored thing a lot. And that's maddening. Now, Dan's legitimately no hearing in one ear, but that's selective a lot of the time. And it is fucking obnoxious, isn't it, to be ignored?
He doesn't ignore me, but he has an incredible skill for shutting out the children.
Yeah, all of that is annoying.
I'm jealous of it.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous of it.
But sometimes you're like, would you need really to snap into gear here? You know, when you're not in the room and you can hear someone and you're like, oh, that's an injured cry. And there's no response from the person looking after them. You're like, oh, that's annoying. I'm going to have to intervene.
A few months ago, I was up working and I could hear a just sort of calamity happening in the front room. And I could hear Seb in the back room because he was blaring the radio. He can only blare Morning Ireland. And I had to actually say to him, you know, you have to be kind of like with Sonny, you know, with the age he's at, you have to kind of be in the same room as him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just same room.
Yes.
I mean, how basic.
Oh, God.
How basic. I love this. Leaves 25 teaspoons in the vicinity of the dishwasher, but never in it.
Teaspoons? What even are they? I think I feel like I've bought them.
I don't own any anymore. Never seen one again. They're like the socks.
No, we only have
these. Teaspoons and the socks are like having some kind of,
I don't know, cooking up a load of delicious heroin without us.
The amount of dishwasher related grievances, I'm actually like rethinking even getting a dishwasher.
Don't you dare.
I need an additional fucking avenue for anger?
You need your fucking dishwasher. You need to pick out a glass from the dishwasher and it's just the cleanest
and just use it
thing.
To glass them.
Absolutely. No problem.
The next time Dan goes to rinse that glass, you should grab it out of his hands, smash the top of it on the
stab
counter
him in
and
the face.
Right to the face.
I will. That's a good idea.
That really would probably put pay to it.
It gets me. That gets me. That gets to me.
Somebody here says, and this is actually adorable, honestly, he's been my lifesaver.
Aww.
He could piss in the fridge and I wouldn't care.
She must have put that person under serious duress. You would only say that about another person if you knew, if you were a guilty fucking partner and you had fucked them completely on many occasions.
Yeah. I've thought of one that's so, so minor, but I need to voice it just to hear what you have to say about it. Okay. As you know, butter is a big part of my life. It's one of my favorite things. I have a butter dish. It's lovely. Ceramic. It says butter.
Yes.
It's, do you know the kind of half pound
Yeah, I have butter. It. I have that dish. Not a dish like that, yes.
Yeah, it fits the half pound.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, I'm not a fool. I buy a pound of butter.
Yes, cut.
Not a half pound.
Yes, exactly. The same here.
Yeah. And so, for starters, I've never seen Seb, when the butter dish is empty, wash it and refill it ever. And you know what? I can actually get past that. I can get past the no wash.
Yeah.
But he takes the pound of butter, if you can picture, he unwraps it,
mm-hmm.
and then he just,
oh my God, no,
plugs it in at an angle so that it looks like the Titanic.
Oh, that's so fucking annoying. Sinking.
It's that exact angle. And he doesn't cut it down to fit. He doesn't do anything with it to make, and he just walks away.
And that is violence.
Isn't it? I'm going to take a picture of it and send it
that
to you.
That is
next
so
time.
Annoying because I love that sauce. So I get my one, cut it down lengthways so I get two,
of
you
course.
Know. And then I never clean it, but I eat enough of it so it's all gone. And I lower it in and then a little push and it's perfection.
Perfection.
If someone tried to dick with that, that would cause me some serious problems.
Oh, yeah. He also just, I don't know, does he just go down? I think he goes down in the morning, gathers maybe four or five knives, and he just kind of holds them like a little bouquet of knives in his left hand. And then he lines up Nutella, marmalade, butter, and raspberry jam. And he dips a knife in each, real healthy, generous dip, and then just plonks it right there on the counter. Does nothing.
Yeah.
Not even a side scrape on the jar.
Well,
just
now.
Right down there.
Another really, really unacceptable. Even worse would be if he went and cross-contaminated all those each other. Does that also happen?
I'm glad you said that, Jen, because I was going to say, I see a lot of cross-contamination take place with the marmalade and the jam.
Yeah.
And it really offends me because butter will go rancid in that jar.
Yeah. And just turn everything to taste like onions.
It's, yeah.
Sad, it's, sad day.
I just can't. Speaking of onions, only exclusively cuts them on the breadboard.
Can you believe how much of it? For every second that's passing as we're talking, I am, the carousel of complaints is spinning like a fucking top inside my head. At any moment I could stop it and it would have a completely valid, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the winning streak
totally of complaint.
Absolutely. And self-replenishing.
Do you know what,
I like
though?
This one.
Imagine, like, we're complaining about partners we chose. Imagine now you're in the, you've been in lockdown with your family.
Fucking roommate.
Or a roommate, like as in your family, you're a parent or, you know, siblings. And you're just like, like that. At least with partners that you've chosen.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You have 20 odd years without them before presumably you get together and you decide you're going to move in with this person. With your born into family, that's an entire lifetime of gripes. That's bad.
And a person who really knows your buttons.
Oh, wow. That would be hard.
I've got, this one's good. Talks to me and hangs around near me for no reason.
That's absolutely the same absolutely for every member of my family.
Oh my God. This one now would really bother me. Locks himself in master bedroom to meditate.
That's masturbate.
Around 9 a.m.
Masturbates in master bedroom. Masturbating in meditation bedroom. What a.m.? 9 a.m. Exactly when shit's kicking off.
Exactly what she goes on to say. Like, exactly when the kids are going crazy.
For how long is that meditation? An hour, did she say?
She doesn't actually specify, but like, fucking 2 minutes of you meditating while I'm fucking fielding your children is 2 minutes too
many. The audacity of locking yourself into somewhere. Really staking a claim on, oh, what have you seen? Oh dear, is this the worst one yet?
Oh my God.
What is it?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't, she hasn't said, but I think this is, yeah, this has to be other half. Every time he does a number two, he leaves little pooey tissue rollies on the floor.
What does she say?
After he wipes.
What is she talking about? What level of shite toilet paper are they using, firstly? And what the fuck is happening there? What's he doing? Hang on, we need to get a grip on this one.
Oh my God.
Rollies of, so that means.
Do you know what's so bad? Her fucking profile picture is the two of them. I'm looking at this man's face.
Anonymous, that he shall remain. You're safe with us. But oh my God. So hang on, stop there. So the toilet paper, is he going saw action, like back and forth? Like not changing.
He must be.
He's just conscious of the environment.
You know the way you have to, you saw backwards, fold over.
Yes, go again and discard.
Go again and then discard.
I don't think
also, I don't think you should be so far from the toilet that it's falling on the floor.
Fucking gold. What is he doing? I think, okay, we could have a hair contribution here too. If you imagine sort of toilet paper, trying to use toilet paper to clean a Brillo pad, for instance, you are going to get some, you're going to get some, you know, collateral shrapnel.
So it's actually a grating. So that's what's happening
that
there.
Is, oh. It's the hair. It's tear away. That's fucking
gas. Oh my
gas,
God.
Though.
Oh my God. That is the best.
And like, there's no way you're not noticing that because everybody turns around for the inspection glance. And it's then that he would, you know, his eye would come across the rollies of shite. That's just the,
surely.
I have the perfect visual, excellent description of that.
Jesus. A lot of people now, I mean, I think that's a clear winner.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you
well,
for that.
Well, that and my Titanic butter.
Well,
let's really let
those things take us to it. At least that's not. Oh, sorry. That thing's happening to you, the Titanic butter. But I'm going to just be thankful that I'm not dealing with that. Other than,
oh my God, wait. This one's really good and I need to squeeze it in.
Okay.
I can. This is so good. I can hear him on work calls mispronouncing C'est la vie 100 times a day.
Does she say, or he, do they say what way it is?
I mean, I want to presume it's something like c'est la vie.
Oh, that's fucking dynamite.
Or c'est la vie.
You could never correct him and take that to your grave and just make it your little private one-up. Brilliant.
So good.
Oh, they were sensational. I feel really.
Oh my God. I wanted to just do that question every week.
I know.
Because they are. Gold.
Well, if you're listening and you didn't get yours in.
The little tissue rollies.
Please, you don't need to, there is no time like the present to tell us about it.
Do you know what she needs to do? She needs to gather them and at night, when he is lying on his back snoring, fucking presumably because they love to do that, just sprinkle them into his mouth.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. And imagine then if that's how he died. They went into his lungs. And then.
We found this unusual.
If you're anything like me, you'd have a life insurance policy.
Oh.
Is that the most perfect crime?
I see absolutely no problems arising with that. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's not like any of them are supervising their own children in pandemic anyway.
No. Oh, this is good.
So there's like
that was
probably
gorgeous.
That's some advice and guidance and suggestions for people who want to just kind of get out of it. Just get out of it.
Just get out of it.
Look,
we will all cover for each other here. Anyway, that was amazing.
It's been beautiful.
It's been real.
Thank you all for entertaining us so fucking much with those answers. And we shall see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you so much for supporting us. We love you.